Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today our guest is Gary Bauer from American Values, and I've read some of his editorials, and they're very, very perceptive. Gary, thank you for taking the time to be on the air today, and all I'd like to ask you is simply, what's your perspective on the Domer crisis we're going to go through?
Well, look, there's absolutely no doubt that there's a concerted effort underway to use the courts and a variety of other tactics to force same-sex marriage on the American people. This is being done by not only legal groups like the American Civil Liberties Union and some of the groups that are spring out of the gay rights movement, but it's also being spearheaded by the president, President Obama, who claims that he hasn't made up his mind about same-sex marriage, but is loading the courts with judges that will strike down the Defense of Marriage Act and guarantee that every state in the union will be forced to adopt a radical redefinition of marriage.
Well, we've already understood in the previous program that what we have is a problem now because people like Barney Frank and others are trying to pass a bill through the Congress, both houses, of course, to repeal DOMA. And I'm understanding that it's going to be a tough uphill climb for them to do with when we have a conservative Republican House there. But what's your opinion of this coming battle? What's it going to be like?
Well, look, you're absolutely right. There's no way in the world in this Congress that a direct repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act is going to happen. Barney Frank can scream and dance around all he wants. There are not enough votes in the House or the Senate to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. I actually welcome such a vote. I think it would be wonderful for every American to go to the polls in November 2012, knowing exactly where their senator and member of the House of Representatives stands on whether they support normal marriage or not. The threat is not from Barney Frank and pending legislation. The threat is in the courts of the United States, where the President of the United States has already announced he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. It is the law of the land, and has instructed his Justice Department not to defend it. So the problem, again, is not Barney Frank. It's President Obama and its liberal judges working together, attempting to force on the American people a radical redefinition of marriage.
Well, I've heard two opinions about what to do with what the president has done. Some people say it's unconstitutional, and some are even saying on one side that he could be impeached for this. Others are saying, no, what he actually did was not so unconstitutional, but it remains to be seen what kind of law will support this DOMA. What's your opinion on that?
Well, the president is under no requirement to defend every law on the books. But he just does not get to decide unilaterally whether something is unconstitutional or not. As long as the Defense of Marriage Act is the law of the United States, the President and the Justice Department are obligated to follow that law, even if they won't defend the law in court. It's an important distinction. So the President isn't going to be impeached for this. But it's important that the American people understand exactly what's going on here, that in spite of their votes in state after state to preserve marriage as the union of a man and a woman, the president, radical gay rights groups, and radical judges are conspiring to do everything they can to take the decision away from the American people and use the power of the courts to force us to accept radical social change.
We just have about 15 seconds left, Gary, but what can the average Christian do, or can he do anything about this issue other than pray?
Now, well, of course, prayer is always important, but yes, there's many things you can do. Make it clear to your House member and Senate senators that you expect them to defend marriage. You can email the White House and tell them how angry you are. You can sign petitions. It's very important to send a message to the justices on the Supreme Court that the American people do not want this and will be outraged if the court tries to force it on us.
Thank you so much, Gary, and we appreciate all that American Values does to preserve the American values we cherish. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
Join us next week at the Frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.